All right, welcome back to Heritage Days here in Montevideo, or just outside of Montevideo. Is it, Liz, 4 miles east of Montevideo?
4 miles east, correct.
That's where Heritage Hill is located?
Yeah, straight off of Highway 7.
And we're having fun here this afternoon, aren't
we? We are. It's nice weather.
Yeah, it is beautiful weather. So who joins us on this broadcast?
We have Grant Schmieg, our president.
Oh, the president. We got the president here now.
Yep.
So I got the president and the treasurer.
Correct.
I told Liz, I said, they must trust you with the money then.
Oh, well, she's a lot better with it than I am.
What's that?
She's a lot better with it than I am.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, Grant. Thanks for having Q92 out again.
Well, Paul, thanks for coming out. We love having you out here.
Yep. It's one of my favorite things to cover during the year. So tell us what's going on the rest of the day here. Just a lot of activity, though.
Yep. There's a lot of stuff here going on yesterday. We just finished up our tractor parade, which we're doing again tomorrow. But right now we got old engines running and tractors driving around and... we're out plowing in the field right next to Highway 7, so if you're driving by, you can probably see it.
Okay, plowing. So is it like different generations of plowing or different plows? Or?
It's mostly just old-time plows. Moldboard plows is normally what people bring out here, yep.
Okay, like a one or two plow?
One or two bottom, yep. They only plow a couple feet at a time. So
that's how they used to do it?
Yes, whole fields with the... Yeah, it'd take a couple days sometimes.
Yeah. Liz, tell us about the board. Yeah, I don't know if you got it off the top of your head who's all on the board or how many board members you have, and how often do you meet, and how do you prepare for these 2 days?
Well, we got 10 board members. You're talking to two of them here.
Yep.
I'm not going to go ahead and say all the names. Yep. I'd probably miss one or two.
Okay.
But we meet monthly, and you know that's what that's when we put all our thoughts and energy into making this show happen. So a lot of the months preceding June here, we have a couple lengthy meetings, and in between those meetings, there's a lot of phone calls being made by a lot of board members to different places, making sure people are coming, you know, getting commitments from people, and just trying to make sure that all the puzzle pieces are going to be put into place.
Now, can you be a member of Heritage Hill, or do you have membership?
Yes, we do have membership. Okay. We have individual and family membership, and you can either do annual or you can do lifetime.
Okay. So what's the purpose of Heritage Hill? What's the mission?
Our mission here is to just showcase old stuff, you know, preserve history, right? And you know, if you look at around everything here, it's old. There's a lot of stuff, 100-plus years old, right? And it's amazing that it's out here working. That engine right there is our feature engine, and I started that at 7 o'clock this morning. I haven't touched it.
And it's still running?
It's still running, surprisingly.
What's it run on?
Gasoline.
Okay.
Yep. So
awesome.
And it'll run on a couple different fuels, but back when it was made, they didn't even have gasoline. So.
But I noticed that the tractor parade, a lot of young guys, a lot of young teenage boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
And girls driving their grandpa's tractor.
Yes. Yes, we're getting a lot of new blood in here is what we like to call it, the younger generation coming back in behind us. And it's been fun to watch it grow.
And then the little kitty train that comes up, that thing was full.
The barrel train, yeah.
Yeah, the barrel train.
Man, kids love riding around in that thing.
That thing was full. There wasn't an empty seat on it.
We almost need a second one. They had a line for when you got done the first time.
Right. Hey, we got... people can come out and have lunch here or breakfast, right?
Yes, we got Papa D's Diner serving food in the kitchen, and it's excellent. And the portions are huge.
Okay. So. You got some ice cream here, I heard.
Yep. We do. And it's actually made by a John Deere gas engine, which is pretty cool to stand and watch if you have time.
They make the ice cream right there?
They're making it right there.
Oh, wow.
Right now.
Okay. Hey, we're done with our radio program. We're going up there.
Sure, yeah.
What is that huge behind you? This huge, is that a steam... huge.
So that's a what we call a prairie tractor, and back after steam engines were, you know, around for a few decades, guys got to realize that operating a steam engine is a lot of work, and you know, lighting the fire in there there's a lot of time spent operating it. That's a gas tractor. So that's a Minneapolis engine. That's what we're featuring this year, Minneapolis, so, and all its affiliates.
It's absolutely huge.
It's ginormous, yeah. It shakes the ground when it drives by. It's a four-cylinder, runs on gas. It actually runs really nice for being 100-plus years old, right? Yeah. And, he's actually going to go hook up to a plow and go plow out.
Go
there.
Plow? Yep. Well, that'd be cool to
it
see.
Is.
Wow. What were you driving in the tractor parade?
Oh, I drove a couple things. I drove my own tractor. It's a Case VAC. So just a little guy, but I got in our fire truck out here, brought that through, and then we got some tractors brought out here from Kibble Equipment in town.
Yep.
So I drove that one, the one through too.
Liz, I know your dad, Chip. He likes to be in. He likes his tractors too. Right?
He does. He loves his Alice.
Alice Jelmers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to. Where's Chip? We got to talk to him. I saw him walking around.
You know, I'm not sure. I think he's probably got the grandkids, to be honest.
He's on the thrashing machine.
Oh, there he is.
No,
he's down there.
talk about tonight's spark show. That's quite the thing, I guess.
Yeah, so in the past we've done spark shows with steam engines, and it's kind of hard on the engine, so some guys don't want to do it with theirs just in the process of making sparks blow off the top. Yeah. But we got a guy that made a spark show out of an old silage blower.
Oh.
So basically he just has a burner inside that lights sawdust on fire, and it blows it right out the top.
Oh.
It's really cool to see.
It's like a 4th of July, then.
Basically, yeah. We're trying to celebrate the country's 250th.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Liz, tell us what's happening tomorrow. Full day. When do the gates open?
We do have a full day.
How much does it cost to get in?
So gates open at 8 a.m., and they are free will donations. So whatever you have to donate when you come, that is plenty good by us. We have Papa D's serving breakfast in the kitchen from 8 until 11, and then they serve lunch from 11 to 4. And then we have bingo from 10 to 12. We have the tractor parade, again, at 1. Again, the kids, if they want to jump in the barrel train, that's about the same time. We have our pedal pull starting at 2 and then plowing right after the parade, so that's about that 2 o'clock time frame. And then we have our tractor pull tomorrow. Registration opens at 3. Polling starts at 4.
All right. And where do you get the raffles?
The raffles can be found in the Hanson Building. That's for the cash raffle. And then we have the pedal tractor raffle, which you can find in the Heritage Hill store.
Okay. And then we've got, it's a free old donation to get into the gate, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. All right, guys, thanks a lot for having Q92 over again. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
All right. That's Grant Smeeting, president, and Liz Peterson, the treasurer here at Heritage Hills. Come out to Heritage Days and have some fun. If you've never been here, now's the day to be here, right?
This is
correct.
It. This is going to be the best weather we've had in quite a few years.
Yep, bring the kids. Okay. All right. And we'll turn it back to you at the studio.